Welcome, dear listeners, to the Moment of Truth, a moment to listen, to reflect, and to find solace in the Word of God. Whether you're at home, in your car, or taking a quiet moment, join Prophet Emmanuel Osiakoto as he delves into the sacred scriptures and explores the profound teachings of God that light up our path.
And now today's message, the sacrifice of worship.
Every man, the Bible said, both the great and the small shall rise from the dead, and they shall be brought before the white throne judgment. And then every other books shall be opened. Other books! Some time ago, message from this. We have the book of works. We have the book of tears. We have the book of the living. That's the book that keeps you alive. When somebody dies, they tell you the answer. So David said, for you have numbered my days in the book of the living. In the book of the living, who didn't serve, will say, trap, so you are transiting. It is from there that now your name is sealed in the book of life for the great day of judgment. We have the bema seat of Christ. We have the seat of Christ, which is the seat of judgment. It is the seat of the body of Christ and the people of God and of Israel. We have the white throne judgment. We have the judgment of the house of the Lord. And here, when we are living, then God brings judgment. That judgment is through purging. God judges because his purging house, his cleaning house. But the bema seat of Christ is the rewarding of the saints. But the white throne judgment is the outcome of your end. Let me explain eternity to you. This is eternity. Eternity in time past means that something that is infinity, it doesn't end. So if somebody dies in Christ, he lives on eternity. Likewise, if you die in sin, you die in continuous perpetual eternity. So your suffering will not end forever. So whoever is in hell right now, what they're experiencing is called the first death. First death is not when I die physical. No. First death is when you are in hell, suffering unto the great white throne judgment. And then you move into the second death. So all of them are eternity because spirits don't die. Anything that comes out of one cannot die. It cannot perish. That's why Satan must also perish in the lake of fire. And his co-host. These are critical things that God is trying to use his knowledge through Christ to bring to us. So, wasting our time preaching Caesar will make people forget the need of their salvation. Yeah. Yeah. Remember, Satan also can appear like an angel of light. Do you understand that light there? Knowledge. He can bring a knowledge that seems like salvation.
I hear you.
On the torch of liberty in our America. Yeah. It represents knowledge. That torch, that statue represents knowledge. Yeah. Who is that knowledge they're talking about? That is why America is divided with Satan and God. Because Satan has also enthroned himself as a god of that nation. Whilst God is also the god of that nation. So there's a contention between good and evil in America. So anything that is good that will represent God, Satan fights it. And he has people to do so. I'm bringing your mind. Some of your mind is very dull. Imagination. Your imagination. Your real imagination, man. In some hunum kwan, in some hunu ubuatupa, unu uyes, dbbb uyebi. Imagination. Every silly thing you are doing, who calculates and obebu obi? Who calculates and obebu? Who calculates and obe miyemi obi sika? Yeah. Who calculates and obe chigano? Obe man the vibe, no achina, no ayo again. Yeah. Ebi who calculates and obe kuti two exams ho. Me do on my hair. Man, copy panny me and friend could do me. Madame Fubi. You got your exams in. Who do so see you do on more? Could you say, hey, me, man, copy and friend could do me? Teacher, beautiful casting copy me. This all panel me copy. Yeah, on the other side, I saw Joe Bimper to her. No copy, you're the money pan. On a castle, only know you did the make us one the money. Now if you got to say no yan or so they an intem yan intem because on musa the one can obey you because on one machine to also copy my god dalaba copy the tape panel also copy or say ha me too I'll pass yeah it don't know to me can you go check exams or say for me who yet them a copy who yet them a copy may copy you or can you film so and obey so imagination rubbish in quite. Oh, if your imagination is not clear, forget about obeying God. The reason why we can't obey God. You see, this scripture is one of the most profound. I love this scripture because it describes the world to you. If you study and meditate upon it very well, that is how I'm able to teach what I'm teaching. By meditation, I've understood the world. The frame of this world, you know, is in contention. That is why many churches are not in the place of pleasing God. Our faith is mixed with Caesar, meaning that what we have is not faith. What we have is vain confidence. So we have confident Christians who by knowledge they can articulate words and lecture and confess biblical scriptures. And then think, say, they are spiritual. And think, say, they are of God. If you want to understand the frame of this world, sometimes the speakings of your heart. Romans 10:6. The sacrifice of worship. And then simple thing. Oh, are you happy to be here at all? Romans 10:6. I see. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in where? Thy heart. What do you say in your heart? People don't understand life. I'm teaching you the protocols of life. The speakings of your heart is what comes out from your mouth. What are you saying in your heart? What are your speakings? Oh, nyama we are minimity. And they were main person me pee. Me who asha me home, me the bomb a bread, wame. Kakre be to me young hofa so munya. A young boy a bra. Name Adoma, so because heaven is come. Me them say heaven by me co. And no, no better me yammy. Ubi a hen and yammy. Nobody has challenged my theology. No, he's even trying to prove. Don't be gullible. I say, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. People are reducing Christ. I didn't tell. How are they doing it? By knowledge. That's what I would say. The Greeks seek knowledge. The Jews seek science. So knowledge, it's been an ancient thing. Who brought education? The fallen angels. The angels that lost their place in heaven, they began to teach man knowledge. So God's way of building man was not through knowledge. But Anyaban is son, he must not allow it. And after that, you know, choose those that will choose him. I have a lot to teach you people. Some of us are discovering God. You don't know God for yourself. You don't know God anywhere. That's why I said, like I was teaching somebody, say, your cast will be a prophet. A prophet is somebody that God has made himself known unto. That is how Paul they preached the gospel. How did you get New Testament? Do you know New Testament was all there? Paul said, even prophets were not given this revelation. The prophets of old didn't have it. It was given to him because he was sent to us. So what does it mean? Paul became an apostle because Christ made himself known unto him. Not that he was preached to. So those called into a fivefold ministry, is for those that God made himself known unto. Especially in the apostolic office. Obi apostle, he must have a testimony of seeing Jesus. Ohu Yesu so any apostle. Obi preaching nonsense, preaching doctrine, preaching religion. Ohu Christo, you want to be an apostle. If you want to be a prophet, likewise, you must have an encounter with God. There are dimensions of the prophetic realm are mysterious. God has a way of revealing himself to prophets in different ways. The way God dealt with Daniel, it wasn't the same with Isaiah. And the way God dealt with Jonah, it wasn't the same with Elijah. Hey, let me come to you. Because dimensions are different, but they are all prophets. And we have different kinds of prophets. We have the end time prophet, the New Testament prophet. We have the prophet of the age. We have prophets sent to kings, sent to nations. They are different. So God must reveal himself to them in different dimensions. Dimension of the prophetic office, they are not the same. They are those who operate on a higher strata. Prophet God, meaning he was a seer. Assemble two David to Israel. Bible says he sent forth for his personal prophet, God. Who was God? God, he is not sent to just kings. He operates in the spiritual realm. In tonu bovo jina ohu mi wa guard realm ni mu mi tumi jina ha ba mi hwe de sanwa chi it is spiritual minim ne nam hante huhum nam ha minim enye vision mi jina ho na mi hwe no mi san hwe spiritual realm. Your friend is seer. Huh? There was a way God revealed himself to me at abyss dimension amami. Your prophet born mo hu hwe bote the temple men nam bia nyame ne ene nam. So the voice of God walks with them. It will not be tibia or canoe and tear, honor them when they ban them. Because of Henin Yamin Akasachan, so Kasachan, won't tear as I'm a foul. It's a woman for Yamin India grow, or nothing Yamin Asa, or never before Biabi, and then the Nipper Biabeka, because we're different from the Yamin Kachirawa, who will be foul. And even the two prophets talk, come on, or Henan and Sankayan, San Kobak, quite now Nam Suko Kruns, Namese and Faso, one's voice of God, or Suko Kruns and Didi. No man senior prof be catch so jam yes san adwen so kwa nya me fa so ne kasa nya me so che ne se me fa obi aso ne won kasa se ne me no kasa pempen ni mpen biblia ni amia na me no be kasa pempen ni mpen ti mo bia no kasa because the prophetic order no you were different. Oh it is ana oh inti ye nkyre ade nya ma na ye ni nia no ewiase mu nya san ye de ye. Oh bible school na ye ti no ye de wiase system na ye. Ba Bible school ask amudi twadua esinke wonsuo na difo afadua na odia tunsuo no so na adua na esinke na ask ne floti we nya sa bia nu wiase wetuma kyerase ye yes enya science dabbi science bia no be explain ni se da dia floti na dua esinke wo hu bida yeah but that is what a prophet did. Oh somebody shout I hear you. It is saying Jacob told him where the chair Moses a burning bush. Samuel, no there was in the voice. Samuel no akọ Elijah ho. Eja o frame o se dem frame o akọ. Na nyame asan friend Samuel. So he was a hearing prophet. To not say for my words shall not fall into the ground void. Because in the entire no te na o kan. Huh? And most of the time no enema even omumbaka pay the price of God's wrath. Because of tun Jacob ni bo ntumi instructor no anema. Into Prophet Sabo failed in even raising his children to become astute worshippers of God. But not in a minute. It's here. You want the knowledge of God to learn. We have Nyanse when Yami Muni, you will say Sian. A Hindian and Yamidi Abemun, you will never be Brescia. Cra, Yayera Cra. It's a day, a Yesu Christo, ya, and Embrim, a fire soft from fathers to the least, and ye the Caesar of Fran Yamia Sampakan. Yet the Yasimun Chile Ni Yansa at the Chilean Yamiasem. So we exhorted to be equal with God. What the Gasian Kupon Yasu China Hini? God will not share his kingdom with this world. No. So you have to understand the speakings of life. What are the speakings of life? The speakings of the heart. Who shall ascend into heaven? That's what many are saying. But many are saying, it means, which God should you fear? Yamibu on Monday and Wedding Chilean Yansurunu. That's what it means. So it means that in the heart of men, many are speaking against God that they don't fear God. Sacrifice. She ni moja ti guho ya pam e share omobo out of your seed. Ah, that was the covenant. That was the Adamic covenant. Hey, people are not hearing me. Macham, the six types of covenant of God in the scripture, Torah scripture: the Adamic covenant, the Noahic covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, Moses face, the Davidic covenant, and then the new covenant. Yeah, under the Mosaic covenant, that is where we discovered priesthood. That's why the order of God's ordinations according to the patterns of heaven was established on it. Until Moses, a realm beyond man, he was almost like a god. Yeah. You don't know your Bible because your pastor even doesn't know him. It's true. Your pastor doesn't know the God that we are preaching. Jesus Christ no can have one. Yeah. What is Obi a preacher be? To no so for the age. It's time for you to be seekers of God. Though. You have to seek God. God is not somebody you just know. You don't seek, you will never find.
Yeah.
Kai.
On hand home back, I say, I'm God. Come, let's talk. Say, like a man. Maybe. Some part I say, I was up, I say, every day. So, I have my show. Send a Cornelius Shen. Or when I miss Haman, I miss my buffon down with the chair. Was a corner cosmo be a friendly Peter, but another gospel. Oh, Peter Uncle Canna is a man channel. Peter Uncle Can or Morelli Janjerom or Can gospel. Who won't go ban some on in the fear for Mosa Somoka Casafro. Peter said, hey, now when Somoka, that is not Peter until the mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. It was by that experience. Now for Tiasi say, hey. Because he knew says salvation only comes from the Jews. And teacher said, Obi person, oh yes, save that. Peter not dream now, so be a Jew. So you have to be circumcised, you have to be doing this, you are so far rich. So he still held on to the old priesthood. Because there's something called conversion to religion. Yeah. In Judaism, Obi person conversion. Sometimes also say some family DNA on it. Also denounce your family ninyama to be part of that religion. Moose, yes, we must soon be saved. Me so yes, if I hold Jesus like this, why am I should care?
Oh yeah, I'm okay.
Ah, Jesus, if every time I can shake your hand, oh, forget everything. You're the uncle. Yeah, yes, it's only. Tala, my glue. Me tala use glue no. Me, why me why yo? Ha, Jesus, why me anama fly tala ta? What? They said, God, I have nowhere to go. Peter said, from when should we go? When shall we hear such words from? I said, Jenny, baby, I call. I better now. When the others will leave, you know, say, Jah, wow, I'm too talino. That's what I'm aiming at. Where's your aim? Where's your aim? Well, when you have such aim, you know, say, all things are working together for your good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, my, and then my hammer. Sir, Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Yeah, so this scripture, meditate on it as we are about to go into the sacrifice of worship. And I'm catching them say, we have what we call the sacrifice of praise. Friday, may complete here. Now, there's something called the atmosphere of praise or the instruments of praise. We have something called the presence of praise. What are they? Rejoicing. Psalm 47. It is called the mood of praise. The mood in which praise is made. Psalm 47. Or say then, oh, clap your hands. Oh, ye people, shout unto God with a voice of a triumph. So to praise God, no shouting is needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say, oh, clap your hands. So clap also is an instrument. Me just say, you can't praise God without an instrument.
Yeah.
They are called, it is all part of the element of praise. Make sure the entire drums here, what drums? Most of the things that God says you use, you are combining them into one piece. Also, all clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of a triumph, too. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He is terrible. With a clap and with a shout. Yes, he did cry. Shout unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Aponchi kwa ye me. Aponchi. Oh ye me. Mo tin kasa adiachum. Akuko be kukuru 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 kukuru. Oka jwa se nyanyena upenda. Father, sorry. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king. Yeah. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord with a new song. And his praise in the congregation of saints. Oh. So you can only praise God among the people. Continue. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. So without joy, there's no praise. Without rejoicing, there's no praise. And without a shout, there's no praise. Am I helping somebody at all? I say, let me show the instrument of praise. May come and say, we can move into the sacrifice of worship. Mature the sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of gladness, the sacrifice of songs, the sacrifice of words, and then the sacrifice of magnification. These are the five elements of the sacrifices of praise. So we are now going to the element of the sacrifice of worship. Now, Mbabe Chiro said, worship is not in voice. So the element of praise, you know, gives you room to prepare a way to enter into worship. Because of ignorance, and it is not an excuse. Hey, some of you, be thankful, say you have a prophet that prays every day. I'm telling you. I'm just trying to touch up with the sacrifice of praise. I'm touching up on the sacrifice of praise. Psalm 150. Look at the instruments. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. You can only praise God in sanctuary. You can't praise God outside. He is trying to incubate it. Sanctuary. So your room must become a room of altar. You must learn to give God the praise. Master, you don't look at the circumstances and be down. Meaning, say you are yet to become spiritual. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. So you praise God in his power. In the firmament of his power. Meaning you exalt him above your situation. Knowing, say, he's more than capable of even solving your problem and even giving you extra. You identify his power at work, despite what you see. So we live by faith and not by sight. Praise him for his mighty acts. You praise God for his mighty acts. When you find the instruments of praise, this is how you begin to praise God. You begin to identify his mighty acts. Father, you are the creator of the sea. You speak for Master. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Am I helping somebody at all? Father, thank you for everything that you have done. Everything like what? Uno ni madwe kitano. Oh, the casa. All him say boni odinu. Now, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. So you see that instrument is needed in praise. There are people who say, they don't know the Bible. God is demanding. A worshiper like David is telling us, there's a need for us to have trumpet. I call this the instruments of praise. Trumpet. Am I helping you at all? Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Now, praise him with the psaltery and harp. These are instruments with psaltery and harp. With a harp. Instrument here. I said trumpet, first instrument. Psaltery, second instrument. Harp, third instrument. Praise him with a timbrel and a dance. Into your sour hand, man. God wants it. Yes, sound you not to say robot. So what I say? So to praise God, you must learn a timbrel and a friend tambourine. No problem. Yeah, why wouldn't tambourine? Timbrel. Say timbrel. This is what when Israel was delivered from Egypt. When I'm Miriam, a lady man. Any Hallelujah. In 12 timbre, somebody do it. Hallelujah. Timbre. This is timbre. Huh? I see. Praise him with a timbre and a dance. Tomorrow says sometimes he's in that praise now. Yes, studio honey, bonnet, sir. Won't you ask here? You're the ginger to me. What the friend, I mean? Most of you don't know how to dance. Go and learn how to dance. The legs that you have is not just for walking, it's also for dancing. So learn to dance to God. Who names a cry? Yeah. Nini asanibia. That's enough. Asani formula. God wants dance. Just dance for me. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Now, fresh idea. See, praise him with stringed instruments. And a friend bass. They are string instruments. Huh? String instruments. They bass, ni lead guitar. And I'll say the organs. These are called the instruments of praise. Continue. I see. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Chime, 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 chime. And you be the cut drums alone. Now, boom, boom, you're saying, hallelujah. Boom, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon high sounding cymbals. Into your cymbals are more different. Let everything that had breath praise the Lord. If I did be a one quo beer, in Yamia, into a cocoa crop to me, Yamia. Because I won't quo. Yeah. These are the instruments of praise. So in the five elements of praise, this is what you add to it. To ba ne kasi to no ma shout, you shout. Dance, you dance. Yebi. Hey, asa. A new formula. Because you have to praise him with a dance. Am I lying? Yeah, yeah, yes, I need you nya pa won. Yeah. Um pass a year to Ushendipa. Ushendipa. Ade magazine. Uh-huh, you see? So this is psaltery. So there's a slight difference between trumpet and a psaltery. Psaltery, any? This is psaltery. String instruments, any? Cymbal and a wohono. Yeah. Loud cymbals, where flute, where harp. Yeah. So all those instruments they used to use some ages ago. Yeah, I'm modifying. No. Yes. Any as a deal. Yeah, I'm modifying. They used to use instruments like this. But just say, yeah, kanyama bumuse. And the drums. So what I say? Yeah. Let everything that has been. Now, what is worship? And then my better, my dear. Many people think that worship is soprano. Worship is not auto. Worship and your tenor. And then your bass. Hallelujah. Worship is not a matter of singing. People don't know what worship is about. Yeah. Till that they be any issues for kwa kwa moon. Because they don't understand what it means to be a worshiper. Now, the practice of true worship, any believer that wants to worship God, the practice of it is this.
And that concludes today's powerful sermon. Thank you for joining us, and remember to make God's word a standard for your life. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking messages on our social media handles on Facebook and Instagram at City of Consecration Ministries, and our audio streaming platforms on AudioMac and Spotify at Prophet Emmanuel Osei Akoto Podcast and YouTube, or call 030-398-0200 or visit our website at cocministries.com. Until next week, may God's peace and blessings be with you. Amen.